Hello, welcome to Community Talk. This episode, I interview Miguel Castro, ASP.NET MVP in Architecture by Design. Miguel talks to us about his current projects, motivation for keeping current, and other community-related things. This episode was recorded at the Philadelphia Code Camp, April 18th at DeVry University.
So I don't think this guest needs any introduction, but why don't we go ahead and tell us who you are.
My name is Miguel Castro. Good to see everybody. I'm one of the speakers here at Code Camp. Rode over from Jersey today. Yes, I said road, not road.
Yeah, and you're on your Harley, right?
I am, yes. Yeah, I got my bike over today.
I got to go see that. So Miguel is actually a frequent in Code Camps here, so we definitely appreciate it.
It's always fun coming here. These are great. You guys run a tight ship here.
So, what are you focusing on these days? I know you've been known for doing your web controls and a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, I got my kickstart in the community doing the web control stuff. You know, I was one of the only guys, if not the only guy, doing that. So it was a nice little niche to get into. Most of my work today is at the architecture level, connected systems, WCF, a lot of pattern stuff. I still do a lot of ASP.NET. I don't focus solely on ASP.NET the way I used to. I do a lot of WinForms, some WPF. I'm not by any means a WPF guru right now. Most of my, there's one technology that I focus on right now is probably Windows Communication Foundation.
Okay. You're actually working with iDesign now, right?
Yeah. I'm so, one of the iDesign architects, yes.
So one of the heavy hitters there. I know the last time you spoke at Philly.net, we had a big crowd there, and everyone was appreciative of your knowledge there.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Yeah. Well, I'm doing the same talk here. Luckily, you got a few hundred people that attend this code camp, so hopefully I'll get a... I'll always welcome second comers, second attenders, but it'd be nice to give everybody else a chance. I thought that was a really good talk.
So one of the things, again, that I wanted to actually ask you, I know when I was kind of coming up and learning this stuff, I always looked at your stuff. You kind of started writing and participating in community as I started doing myself, and I was always amazed how...
We took a different pill, right?
Yeah, we took a different pill. I took the blue pill.
That's it.
You took another pill. I'm still trying to figure out which one it was. But you always keep so current with technology. You always, you were like a web controls kind of guy, guru there, and then you kind of flipped to WCF, and you're always extremely knowledgeable. What do you do? I mean, what's kind of the magic that you have to stay? I know you're a very smart guy.
Yeah, the short list is what don't I do? There's no secret to it. It's just putting the time into it. I mean, anybody that's in technology and that considers himself an alpha geek, define alpha geek, right? A guy who reads .NET books while sitting on a can. It's just a matter of putting in the time on there, I always got some kind of book that I'm in the middle of, or some kind of white paper that I'm reading, or there's no magic to it, there's no secret to it, it's just a matter of putting in the time. I do a lot of traveling for customers, so airplane time becomes a lot of learning time, a lot of reading time. One of the advice that I always give a lot of people that are up and coming in either community or just as a developer in general is always have, any solid alpha geek is always going to be in the middle of some kind of pet project. Something that there's no money in it to be made, it's just something for self-training, for fun, to test new technology out, that kind of thing. And I'm always in the middle of two or three of those things. Sometimes they never get done 100%, but that's not the point. You're not writing a product there. You're putting together a quick project so you can learn technology. That's how I got started in WPF. That's how I learned WCF, So that's really the magic and the trick behind it. It's just put in the time. Put in the time and anywhere you can, have a book with you, and have a laptop with you. Geeks don't go anywhere without their laptops.
So what kind of pet projects are you working on now?
Right now, I'm actually working on a, believe it or not, something a little fun, because I'm doing a conference and a user group talk on this topic. Something a little different, Twitter programming.
Nice.
I'm going to do a talk on Twitter programming, how to use WCF to do Twitter programming. So not raw system.net stuff. We're talking real WCF REST contracts for Twitter programming. And I'm in the middle of putting together a little Twitter's developer kit, for some drag and drop, doing Twitter applications with drag and drop, getting back into a little web control stuff with that, So it's one of those fun things that I look forward to every night after the wife and kid go to sleep.
Interesting. And how's CodeBreeze going?
It's going good.
How do I get information on that?
It slowed. I mean, sales slowed down a little bit, like everything else in the country has right now, of course. I don't think you can expect anything else. But it's going well. I just released CodeBreeze 2.0 in January, and I'm working on a 2.1 release coming out in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And it's still a steady product, got a very nice customer base. I try to treat them like gold. Everybody's very happy with the response and the support they get from me, and I look forward to doing every release because it's a fun project to continue and to keep adding things to.
And Code Breeze is a code generation.
Code generation tool.
Too. Okay, great. Anything else before we part? You want?
Let's see. I can just tell you where I'm going to be.
Sure.
I got Tech Ed coming up. I got a gig in Tech Ed. I'm doing a talk on ASP.NET under the covers. In an hour and 15 minutes, I'm going to show you what happens from request to response in absolute detail, just to give you, there's no code in it. It's one of those talks that just give you a real good appreciation for what happens behind the scenes in ASP.NET. So I'm doing a talk on that. I got DevTeach in Vancouver coming up, along with a fishing trip in the Canadian Northwest with a couple of buddies of mine
nice.
In the community. And let's see, what else do I got? As far as conferences are concerned, I know we got BS Lab Orlando coming up in October. I think it's October.
BDC is coming up too in November.
Yeah, I think BS Lab Orlando is in September. It's on the site already, bslab.com. Got Deaf Connections Vegas is coming up in November, and then I do a couple of overseas conferences in October in Europe, in West and Eastern Europe. So those are my dates, my conference stuff right now. User groups spring up all the time. I don't have any user groups. I don't have any user groups actually scheduled right now.
So what's one question I forgot to ask you is, what's next for you? Like, what are some of the things that you kind of have your eye, you know, open to, or your ear, you know, tuned to? As far as, you know, stuff coming out, is it Dublin or Oslo? I mean, is anything that you're looking into now?
I'm looking very closely at the WCF Enterprise Bus. I think it's a great thing that Microsoft is working on. That's going to be a very, you know, the whole Enterprise Bus type of technology is the heart behind applications that we use every day. Things like MSN, instant messaging, Skype. That kind of subscribe and publish situations are handled by enterprise buses, and I'm glad to see Microsoft embedding one in WCF. That's the main thing that I got my eye on right now. Learning a little more about the cloud computing thing. I'll admit that I'm not 100% yet on the whole cloud computing effort. I definitely understand the benefits of it, so I want to get a little closer to that arena, and perhaps eventually modify, you know, my own products and services and consulting services to be cloud-oriented, you know, as is the future, right?
Cool. All right. Thank you, Miguel.
Hey, it's my pleasure.